And good morning. Welcome to this edition of Hennepin County Medical Center's Healthy Matters. Dr. David Hillen, as you heard, is your host again today. I was going to say today, but that's you are the host.
We thought we'd try something new. Good morning.
After how many years?
Yeah, it's 9 years. We're in our ninth year on the air.
Yeah, fantastic. And did you have a good week?
I did have a good week. I did a little work in the hospital this week. Every now and then I actually have to see patients. So that's what I did this week.
Just to kind of keep your license?
Yeah, exactly. I have to stick here. No, I work in bunches, and so this week was a bunch. So
is that kind of typical for doctors?
Well, it is for doctors on the inpatient side. We have a great group of about in our inpatients, so when you're in the hospital, there's about 24 doctors and 8 physician assistants. So we have about 32 people who work in bunches. They often work 7 days in a row, and then they get some time off to sort of recuperate.
Sure.
The reason we do it in those bunches is that you have many days in a row. Then you get continuity. It's mostly for the patient care issue.
If you had
a different doctor or a different PA every day that you were in the hospital, that wouldn't be so good. So we like to do them in stretches.
It does make sense.
It does. So I did that. It was a good week.
We have a repeat customer that you brought with.
We do. Natalie Aikman is joining us today. She has been on the show more than once before. First time was about a year ago when we introduced a program that she has produced, developed, launched at our Golden Valley Clinic called the Great Slim Down. We talked about that about this time last year. And at that point, we were just introducing it. And in the meantime, when I was gone playing hooky, she actually was on the show guest hosting for us. And that was this past summer. Now we're having her back a third time to talk again about weight loss, healthy eating, healthy lifestyle, and specifically how it's been going at her program at the Golden Valley Clinic called the Great Slim Down. Thanks for being back with us, Natalie.
Thank you for having me.
Good to have you back. So I'll reintroduce you to listeners who are checking in with us for the first time today and maybe don't know. Natalie reminded me she's a Twin Cities person. She grew up here. She's from the Minnetonka area, having done her undergraduate work in college at my alma mater, the University of Minnesota. Go Gophers. And then she went to get her master's studies in physician assistant studies at Augsburg College here in Minneapolis. And she's been at our Golden Valley Clinic, which is conveniently located in Golden Valley. It's on Highway 55, right?
It's Highway 100 and Duluth Street.
Highway 100 and Duluth Street, just north a little bit of Highway 55. There's a Byerly's and a Lund's over there. Great clinic. That's where she's located. She has a great group of colleagues out at the Golden Valley Clinic. Dr. Nelson's been on the show many times filling in for me. He's out there. It's a beautiful facility. And that's where Natalie practices. She has a strong interest in health for all ages, but she does a lot with adolescents, with women's health, with weight loss, anxiety, depression. She does weight loss coaching, which is what we're going to focus on today. And she leads the Great Slim Down program. So that's what we're going to talk about today. I do want to alert everybody that if you're interested more in this topic, even after the show, we have lots of other places for you to get information. As many of you know, we have a blog site. It's called myhealthymatters.org. Go there, and I'll refer you to the site with Natalie that was about a year ago. Just search in the blog for the Great Slim Down, and you can find the site that we highlighted just a year ago. And then I will put more information up after today's show. But also I want to send you to another site as well. It's on YouTube. It's the HCMC YouTube channel. So just go to your Google site and put HCMC YouTube channel. You'll get to click on that link. And if you go to the playlist, there are some videos that feature Natalie. There's 9 or 10 of them on there, and you can get more information that way. I'll give all that information out later again, but let's chat a little bit. So how have you been?
Great. Thank you.
You're doing well out at Golden Valley?
Yes, we're busy.
You're busy. So people, if you need a primary care provider and you're anywhere in the Western Metro, I strongly encourage you to consider the Golden Valley Clinic. So your practice out there, you started about a year ago, the Great Slim Down. Why don't you tell listeners, if you could, a little bit about the program?
So prior to starting the program, I performed a lot of physicals and checkups on patients, and we had just a sliver of a moment to talk about healthy eating, exercise, weight loss, where they stand and how they feel like their weight is. So I decided we needed a program that would focus solely on that so patients would come back and just talk about their weight. So I decided to create the Great Slim Down, and what I do with patients is I meet with them one-on-one once a month for 12 months. Some patients, we've decided that they want to lose a lot of weight. So we just plan for 2 years. We go on for as long as they need to. And every month we make goals and they come in. We talk about what they need to change, small changes in their daily lifestyle. And then slowly we continue to keep turning up the dial. Lots of new goals, lots of different things, stress management, better food choices, portion control, small little walks on their lunch break, lots of different ideas to help them lose the weight they want to keep off.
So when you were on a year ago, you were just starting.
Correct.
Are people signing up?
Yes, they are. We are really building the program now, and people are very happy with the success that they have seen.
So before the show, you brought me some of the kind of your numbers on how things are going, and I've circled several of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you've had hundreds of people in the program, but here's a number I've circled that is, I think, actually quite impressive. You wrote 16 pounds average weight loss on the people who are active in the program.
That's right.
So that's actually quite good. You know, as a people who have been trying to lose weight and they're trying to do it on their own, it's really hard. And so if you have an average weight loss where people are – that's a significant amount, and it's a sustainable amount of weight loss for people. So I was really impressed with that. So when people stick with a program, it seems to work. At least that's what these numbers would suggest to me. What are you finding for the people who have been active and come more than once and stick with
right.
it? What are the keys to success for those people? What has worked for them?
So the patients that seem to lose weight consecutively on a monthly basis are tracking their food intake. So we keep a daily log, whether it's on an app. There's a lot of free apps for that. Or there are some paperwork that I give to patients and they just mark their food down. We review it every time they come in. Patients who are active often. So they are either planning their exercise or they do exercise every day. Something that keeps their body moving. And not just a set aside time for exercise, but throughout the day, parking further, walking up the stairs instead of taking the elevator, simple things that you can do. And the patients that really, I feel like, are losing a lot of weight are following their own goals that they make. They're holding themselves accountable. I hold them accountable. And they keep coming back. And so we continue to push and push, which is what they want.
Right. Do you weigh people when they come back for their monthly visit?
We do. We weigh every time. And we calculate percent body weight that is lost. We calculate BMI, which is a really good tool to mm-hmm. use. And patients find that is very helpful because it keeps them going.
I wonder if that's a lot of it is the accountability piece.
Sure.
You have to come in every month. You know you're going to get weighed. You know you're going to go over your food and your diet. And that accountability and then external accountability, somebody else. You have to go to a health professional and
right.
fess up, if you will.
It's different than telling your friend, oh, I'm going to lose weight and, you know, let's talk about it. It's because I think it's because I'm on the outside. And so it's a little view into their life, you know, especially if they bring in some paperwork for me to review with them of their tracking or their exercise. It helps them refocus, I think, and to understand, you know, where can I make a small change or what can I do to just be better and feel better? And then when they lose this weight, they feel so much better. They have so much more energy.
I bet that's totally true. Yeah, you know, it is a little different than when it's your friend who's got a real invested emotional interest in you. You have someone who's nice. I mean, you're kind and nice. Believe me, she is. But at the same time, she's you're in a health professional's clinic. Someone who can be objective and say, okay, here, let's go over this food and kind of tell you the real deal.
And it's not just
without
food, sugar
too. Coating it.
You know, no pun intended,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, no pun.
It's not just the food. It's not just the exercise. We're checking for diabetes. We're screening your blood pressure. We're looking at your waist size, your neck circumference. You know, there's a lot of things that can happen with obesity, and we want to make sure nothing happens. So we're looking for sleep apnea. We're looking for high blood pressure, high cholesterol. All those things are very important that we prevent those chronic diseases from happening.
Fabulous. We're going to welcome your joining the conversation as well. I have a lot more to talk about. I'd like to talk more about the food issue at first, and then after a while we'll get more into the exercise. There's a number of ways to get in touch with us.
Yes, indeed. By phone or by text, and even a tweet, right?
Even a tweet. I tweet now.
Here's our phone number, and we've cleared the lines if you want to join in. That's 651-989-9226. If you'd rather send a text, that number is 81807. 877-381-8087. Should we take this break?
Oh, sounds good,
Let's
Denny.
Let's do that. We'll be back on the other side welcoming your input here on 830-WCCO. 2 above zero. We're going to be close to 30 today. And good morning. Welcome back to this portion of Hennepin County Medical Center's Healthy Matters. If you'd like to join in on the conversation, again, here's our phone number, 651-989-9226. Text is 81807. Here again is Dr. David Hilden.
Thanks a lot, Danny. You can tweet me a question if you want at Dr. David Hilden. We have Natalie Eichmann with us today. Natalie is a physician assistant at our Golden Valley Clinic, and we're talking about weight loss. So earlier, you mentioned a few things. I want to touch circle back on. The one is about food. You said there are tracking things on apps that people can use, or you keep a log. What do you mean by that? When you ask people to track their food, is it simply writing down what you eat? Is that it?
It is. There's a lot of different ways we can do it. There is an app that you can put everything you eat into it, and it asks for portions too. So it will spit out the calories that you're eating per day. And so some patients and I will talk about, are calories important for that particular patient and should we track that? And then we decide how many calories they should eat a day.
What do you find in what people, when they do that, are people surprised by what they eat?
Yes. It happens if you don't ever track your calories and you do it for the first time, it happens to be a very high number. And that is partly why we're seeing an obesity rate of 25% of adults back in 2013 in Minnesota.
Right. And that's going up every year, isn't it?
It's going up.
Yeah.
At a little bit slower right now, but it is going up. And so, you know, we really try and teach, how many calories should you eat a day? Is that appropriate? Are you actually eating because you're hungry? Are you eating because you're stressed? There's a whole mental component too.
What about the types of calories you're eating? And I'll preface this with a story I read in the paper this week about the number one thing in the grocery cart for people. Now, this study was done on food stamp recipients, and I hate to even mention that because I think it stigmatizes people on food stamps, because the data was exactly the same for people who aren't on food stamps. We buy sugar soda pops as the number one category of food in people's grocery carts was processed sugary things. And this didn't matter if you were on food stamps or not. I think our diets are high in things that aren't good for us. Empty calories. Do you talk about the content of the calories they're eating?
We do. We always say don't drink your calories. That's one of the first things we say. So, you know, we have one of the goals that we have is called a liquid goal. And so we really try and decrease that pop intake and then switch it to water. But we want you to eat nutritious foods. So we're really, the first thing we're looking for is increasing the vegetables. And that's one of the hardest things to do. A lot of people just don't like their vegetables, and it starts in childhood. So we're trying to dig back into the cobwebs of the brain and try and turn that switch and really push veggie intake followed by fruit intake. And the reason I say that is because a lot of the patients that I do see are diabetic, and so we really want to focus on veggies before we do before we focus on fruit.
Because fruit is sugar as well, just that it's processed a little differently than the stuff in pop. So my dad listens. Hi, Dad. You can learn to like Brussels sprouts, huh? That's actually a big story from me, is that I hated Brussels sprouts growing up. I just hated them. Now I actually order them in restaurants, so you can kind of examine what you didn't like about certain things.
And it doesn't have to be, you know, a huge plate of vegetables.
Doesn't have to be a big mountain of Brussels sprouts.
So sometimes what I tell patients is, you know, let's say you often eat pasta. And so instead of, you know, giving the whole serving of pasta, give half a serving of broccoli with the pasta and mix it in. So it just is kind of like a noodle, but it happens to be broccoli that has the pasta sauce over it. And so if you sneak veggies in that way, you'll have a better nutrition content of the food you intake, and therefore less calories than a pasta noodle is the broccoli, so you lose more weight.
Oh, that's a good tip. I was traveling with my family, and my daughter got a stir fry at a little place, and she got zucchini noodles. And I said, what?
So hip.
I've never even heard of it. It is kind of hip, isn't it? She lives in L.A., so they must have these kinds of things. It looked like spaghetti, but it was, you know, zucchini, and it was all stir-fried up. I didn't ask her if it tasted any good or not. But there are ways to get to your vegetables. You don't just have to eat a mountain of your Brussels sprouts.
No, definitely not. It's, you know, fitting them in throughout the day, having them as snacks, They have that crunch, so they can, you know, you can eat those instead of a potato chip. And there are healthy things that you can dip vegetables into. So I give a lot of ideas about different dips that you can make at home that are healthy choices. For example, tzatziki sauce or Greek yogurt.
You've got great tips. And I liked what you said a few minutes ago about don't drink your calories. I think that I haven't heard that exactly like that, but that makes perfect sense. There's relatively few ways to get nutritious calories in liquid form. If it's pop, beer, You know, all the things that are high in calories are not particularly nutritious when they're liquid form like that.
That's right. It's really water, milk are the two that we really focus on. And we don't even want to have that much milk. We want to have milk maybe 1 to 3 times a day, especially if you're an adult, but it's good to get that calcium. But really the focus is water. And there is a recent study out, more water leads to less obesity. So I really push the water. If you only drink 2 bottles of water, we push it up to 2.5. And then we just go on and on until we get to 64, 72 ounces of water a day.
I might note to listeners that we're here in the WCCO studios in downtown Minneapolis. Natalie has a water bottle in front of her that's, you know, it looks, so does Hammer. You guys, and I'm drinking coffee. Danny, we're being put to shame. So she practices what she preaches. She has a big water bottle with her, and I assume that's water in
it
that
is.
Big thing. Okay.
It is.
I don't know. Maybe she came in with a big Bloody Mary in there. I don't know. But I think it is water. We're talking with Natalie Eichmann, a physician assistant at our Golden Valley Clinic. We're talking about the Great Slim Down program, which is her program that she directs at the Golden Valley Clinic. If you are interested in a session with Natalie, you can talk about the program and see if it might be right for you. She did mention to me earlier, it's not just for people who are way, you know, heavy obese, you know, to maintain your weight. Maybe you just have a little weight to lose. To get in touch with her, you can call up the scheduling line at 612-873-6963 and just say you want to see Natalie Eichmann. That's Eichmann at the Golden Valley Clinic. 612-873-6963. You could look her up at hcmc.org, or I recommend going to the blog site, myhealthymatters.org. You can there is a blog post about her from a year ago. There is also going to be this week, I'll do an update on that so that you can lots of ways to be in touch with her and to go in and maybe see her as a patient and see if the Great Slim Down program is right for you. Couple things that came in through the text line, a little bit related to the food kind of issue. What about, can you speak about the differences in metabolism related to age and how this affects weight management? So ages, you brought in your thing. The majority of people seem to be, according to your numbers, but in their 40s, 50s, and 60s. Do you find that people, when they get kind of a little bit into that age group as opposed to in their 20s, struggle more with their weight?
Yeah, so the metabolism does slow down, and so we have to use different routes to produce better weight loss or faster weight loss. But really, we're not looking at speed, really. I should catch myself. We're looking at a slow – we want a slow weight loss. We want 1 to 2 pounds per week. But really, we really need to focus on pushing that exercise and really encouraging movement, because as we get older, often people move less. And so we want to start with really taking a nice – slow chance to get moving.
I used to give talks about, I haven't done it for a few years, but I used to give talks in the community about some kind of health and wellness issues, and I distilled it down to 4 words: eat less and move more. And it's, I know it's kind of cutesy, but it is about what we've been talking about.
It is.
You need to move more in your life. Not be quite so sedentary. We have a lot more to talk about. We have people on the phones and we have some text messages, and we're going to do a lot more with you, the listeners, in the second half of the show.
All right, about another minute before the break, maybe we could talk a little bit about myhealthymatters.org.
Yeah, so the blog site is kind of taken off. I did a post on butterflies. My butterfly thing has been the most popular post in a year. And literally 1,000 people looked at it that very day that I talked about it last week. If you want to know about my butterfly adventures, you know, I'm a doctor at a hospital. In the hallways of the hospital, most people are stopping me saying, hey, love the butterflies. Not about, they don't want to know anything about the healthcare or anything. People are really interested in the butterflies. Anyway, it's at myhealthymatters.org. You can see not only the butterfly post, but you can search for the post about Natalie. You can look at the one where I talked about eating too much butter, and I have a picture of myself with a stick of butter in my mouth. Lots of ways to be involved with the show. It's at myhealthymatters.org, and there are links to other bits of information on there.
And if you want to get in touch with us, we have another half hour of the show to go. 651-989-9226, or if you prefer to text us, that number is 81807. It's 2 above 0 here in the Twin Cities.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
And good morning. Welcome back to this portion of Hennepin County Medical Center's Healthy Matters. The Great Slim Down. We're talking about that, among other things. And if you're joining us a little bit late today, Dr. Hilden, who did you bring with you today?
Today, thanks a lot, Denny. Today we have Natalie Eichmann from our Golden Valley Clinic. Natalie is a physician assistant who has sees patients for a number of reasons, including adolescents, adults. She's I've got an interest in anxiety, depression, and women's health. But today we're talking about the Great Slim Down, the program that she is the founder of and has been going on for over a year now with a great deal of success. She has dozens of people that are actively in it week or month after month. It is a program where you have a monthly visit with Natalie in the Golden Valley Clinic. And for the purposes of losing weight and maintaining a healthy weight. We talked a lot about food in the first half of the show. We're going to talk a little bit more about exercise. And I think that's a good way to shift because a lot of the text messages are about exercise. There's a couple questions on the text line about diet pop and on the phone line. So we have a lot to talk about. We've had people on the line. Kim's been waiting a long time. Should we go to the phones first?
Very good. 651-989-9226. Text, by the way, is 81807. Kim is calling from Painesville. Kim, you're on CCO. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. See, my question today is on vitamins. I have been starting to take more vitamins. I drive truck, and it's not exactly your healthiest deal because you're sitting most of your day. But I'm starting to take more vitamins, and I know I need to take, eat my vegetables. But is that truly a good substitute or not necessarily?
Good questions, Kim. So, Kim brings up some interesting points. His job is driving. He's not very active. And what about diet and supplements for him? What do you tell people?
So it's best to eat your food in the real form, so the real vegetable, the real fruit. If you can't get that or you're on the road and you don't have access to fresh vegetables and produce, a vitamin is a really good choice. We recommend like a multivitamin would be a good place to start, but it's always best to ask your primary care provider.
Yeah, I would concur with that. I like what you said. It's best to get your nutrition in actual food. And so maybe Kim could put healthy snacks in the cab of the truck with him. The vitamin issue is kind of what I've often thought is if you are not eating a healthy diet, a vitamin isn't going to fix everything. If you're not getting a healthy diet at all, you can't like go to, eat nothing but bag chips and pop all day long and then make it all better by a vitamin. On the other hand, if you've got a reasonably balanced diet and a vitamin might be just that supplement that you need to kind of complete your diet, especially if it isn't everything you want. So maybe it wouldn't be such a bad idea for Kim. I do like the idea, Kim, of getting some healthy snacks. Well, so what do you suggest for a guy like him who drives a truck in his job or somebody who sits at a desk or whose job is pretty sedentary? You talked about getting exercise into your life a little bit earlier. What do you tell people whose very profession makes doing that difficult?
So one of the things that Kim could do is packing some veggies that won't spoil in the cab, whether the cab is cold or hot. So I always talk about bagged carrots is a really great way. So even if you get the long carrots, like not the baby carrots, because those are going to be fine in the cab no matter what, a whole apple. anything that's not going to spoil. So grapes, apples, carrots, a whole cucumber, anything that you can just transport. So he can grab and crunch. And they're all crunchy ones, so they're like chips, right?
Oh, yeah, grab and crunch.
Uh-huh. And then, you know, while he's sitting in the cab, you know, if he can move other limbs that aren't being used to drive, anything to keep movement, or flexing his muscles throughout his body, different muscles that he could be flexing while he's driving. And then often, stopping the truck, getting out to do stretches every hour or two is really recommended. Move your body.
Wow, that's great tips. I don't know if you'll be able to do, every hour or two, Kim. I've seen, some guys, you have to drive a long way. That is terrific advice. When I was growing up, I was a Boy Scout, and we used to do these road trips all over the country. That Scoutmaster, he'd get 30 kids out of the cars at 2 in the morning in some rest stop. It'd be like in the middle of Nebraska or something. And he'd make us jog around the rest stop. There'd be 30 12-year-old boys at 2 in the morning. You got to exercise. And so I like that. Stop, pull over at the rest stop, do some jumping jacks, run a little bit, stretch. Good advice.
All right, back to the phones. Carol has been waiting there in New Brighton. Carol, you're on CCO.
Yes. My kidney doctor called and said that I am dehydrated. What can I drink if I'm just filled up with water?
Yeah, that's a good question. And your kidneys are sometimes the first evidence of dehydration. Your doctor gets, or your provider gets, a blood test or a urine test, and we can tell if people are dehydrated simply on those blood tests. And so I guess you're going to recommend water, Natalie, but it's kind of hard sometimes if you've got to drink gallons of water every day.
Yeah, so water can get boring. So I often tell patients to add some fruit to their water. And oftentimes we see patients add, lemon or lime to their water. But my favorite is adding a slice or two of cucumber. It is so refreshing and delicious. Or an orange slice, something to spice it up. Also, she can eat like a juicy fruit, because that's going to also give her some hydration. A lot of those fruits are, mostly water, and so that's going to give her some good hydration and kind of mix it up.
Carol, if you're still on the line, do you drink a lot of coffee?
Oh, no, I don't.
Yeah, okay, well, good for you, because I'm literally this moment drinking a cup of coffee, and that's sort of dehydrating a little bit. So I know a lot of people say, well, I don't drink much water or fruit juice or any of that, but I drink coffee all day long. Isn't that good? But we all know that if you drink too much coffee, that's kind of a diuretic in you. And you tend to urinate
How about
too
tea?
Much. Yeah.
Tea's a great option. It's made from water, and it has, it's the herb. So it depends, when we talk about caffeine too. So it makes a difference, and that's a whole other story. But caffeine can cause a lot of other issues in the body. But there are also some good studies about caffeine. So limit it.
Before we break, let's get Steve in Maple Lake on the line. Go ahead, Steve. Thank you. Okay, Steve is. Okay, Steve, listen to the phone and not the radio. You know what that means?
What?
It's time for a break.
Oh,
let's do that.
We have a lot of text messages.
A lot of text
we'll get after the break.
651-989-9226. It's now 4 above. We're heading for a high of around 29 today. You stay tuned to CCO. And welcome back to this portion of Hennepin County Medical Center's Healthy Matters. 651-989-9226 is our studio line, or you can send us a text at 81807. I know, Dr. Hilden, we have plenty of text messages, Steve is calling back from Maple Lake. Go ahead, Steve, with your question.
Yeah, hi. Say thanks for taking my call. What's the severity of drinking, like, say, 7-8 cans of Diet Coke a day? I'll just hang up and listen.
Thanks, Steve. Natalie, what do you think?
So Diet Pop is a better option than full-out, Coke. We do prefer that because there's less sugar content, but we don't really know all the ingredients that are in this Diet Coke. If you can't pronounce them, I don't usually recommend it. You're going to do better if you drink more water. You are going to see more weight loss because the Diet Coke is not fully made of water. There's a lot of chemicals.
Or any Diet Pop we're talking
any
about.
Any of them. Yeah. Any Diet Pop. So I really recommend him to slowly cut back, especially if it's caffeine related. He's going to get a withdrawal headache. So I would do it slowly and slowly switch to water. And he's probably going to see a change in his energy and his overall well-being.
I would agree with all of that. And for those of you who are not in the upper Midwest, Natalie and I both use the word pop. That
yes.
is the correct term for soda drinks. We have people listening all over the country and streaming online, literally all over the world. In Minnesota, we have it down correctly. It's pop. Not soda.
And it's hot dish, not casserole.
And it's hot dish. Oh, we could go a long ways. And it's duck, duck, gray duck, not duck, duck, goose. Okay, but we digress. Let's go to the text line, shall we? We have a lot. Talk about exercise in the Fitbit, if you would, Natalie. We have at least two texters. I'm going to tell you what one of them says. That what about who needs the gym? Who said housework isn't a great workout? Some people don't like the gym but underestimate that simple housework as a workout. So here's a person who says, I have a Fitbit. Yesterday I spent the day taking care of cleaning the house and getting caught up on laundry. When I finally sat down, I looked at my Fitbit totals. 9,300 steps, 4 miles, burned 2,600 calories. I think this person's onto something.
She sure is. It's a great option to start tracking. Like we talked about the tracking before, it's so fantastic to understand what you're doing for your body every day. You know, we're kind of obsessed as a society with, you know, the whole technology piece. So you don't want to get too involved, but it's a great tool to use to know where you stand. And I think that housework is a great option for exercise. The only thing I would say is, you know, you often take breaks and will stop. So I really push patients to be very, very active throughout their house and keep going and then take a break. So like prolonged exercise. Mm-hmm. So mini walks up and down the steps and, you know, through the house.
Daddy, we have to vacuum, I think. I think we have to clean the house.
Yeah.
Jeez, boy, yeah. I don't know.
I got to take a break just thinking
about it. Just thinking about all, you know, like dusting and cleaning and, oh, my goodness. Here's another person on a similar vein who says, I am 68-year-old female. I'm soon to retire. I walk 10,000 steps Monday to Friday. Oh, you are just fantastic, Texter. But I'm struggling to lose 10 to 15 pounds. My weight seems to be slowly creeping up. Any tips?
Yeah, so that plateau is always a concern for patients, and that is the perfect patient to come in for the program because we can dig through their whole health history and try and figure out what is it. Is it a mental thing? Is it actually just a diet thing? Is it the kind of walking you're doing? We were talking before on the break about when you're exercising, are you doing the 100% best you could be doing at the gym or on your walks? Maybe not. So then, you know, do little bursts of walks while you're going down the street or do a little bit heavier weight so you're fatiguing your muscles. Something to take it to the next level.
To that texter, a little bit of promotion from me. The program is called The Great Slim Down. Natalie Eichmann is the provider. It's at our Golden Valley Clinic on Duluth Street and Highway 100 in scenic Golden Valley, Minnesota. If you want to make an appointment with her and see if it's right for you, the number is 612-873-6963 and say, I want to see Natalie Eichmann. That's spelled I-K-E-M-A-N at the Golden Valley Clinic. The number is 612-873-6963. I also encourage all of you to go to myhealthymatters.org, the blog site. I will put up a post about this topic in the coming days, but there's already a post announcing the program from a year ago. So just search in the myhealthymatters.org for Natalie Eichmann. Okay, do we have time, Denny?
We have a couple minutes to go.
We have a couple more minutes. Somebody was talking about metabolic syndrome, and we don't have time to get into all of that, but the problems with cholesterol and diabetes and all that do play in to weight. So do you talk about those issues about, like, for instance, diabetes and other kind of healthy subjects like that during your program?
Sure. So that's the first thing I do when patients come in. The very first visit, we screen for diabetes. We check your waist circumference, which is part of metabolic syndrome. Make sure it's, you know, we're looking to decrease that amount. We are screening for cholesterol, so I always have them come in fasting their first or their second visit. And then we, you know, talk about treating this, whether it's through their primary care provider or I start treating it, whatever the patients prefer, so we can help improve their quality of life and prevent these chronic diseases.
Perfect. Here's some other text messages. There were a few sort of along the lines of metabolic syndrome, and so that's something that it's a good place to be if you're worried about your diabetes, if you're worried about your weight, to see a provider like Natalie. Here's another person on a similar note. He's 56 years old. He weighs 187. He's in good shape. He works out regularly. Cholesterol is in a good level, but his calcium score is high. I'm at 530, and so he's on statins. We probably can't get into your history for this texter, but you're a perfect person to who When your calcium score is up, that means you've got some problems in your coronaries and your other arteries. So that's a good person to maybe want to see a cardiologist for. There's four or five other text messages about Diet Pop. I think we've covered that one. Diet Pop might be better than the sugar variety, but we don't recommend. Somebody says I drink four, five, six a day. It's too many. Here's another one says I drink Diet Pop all day. Is Pop good for you? The answer is
no.
No. Natalie and I can simultaneously say no. Sorry. Here's a person who says, I'm streaming live here in Cancun. Love the show. Thank you to the person in Cancun.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, put your toes in the ocean for us. Yeah.
I bet you they're drinking water.
I bet they are. Natalie, right. Thanks for being on the
Thank
show
you.
Today.
Good to see you again. Next week, what are we doing on the show?
We're going to do an open line show. Check in with us with your healthcare questions. And if you need a doctor or you want to get in touch with Natalie, again, the number is 612-873-6963 or go to myhealthymatters.org.
We'll see you back here next week. In the Twin Cities, we're 4 degrees above zero. Your money straight ahead here on 830 WCCO. Stay with us.